I'm saying A a lot, eh? You think so, eh? No. What do you think, eh, Lloyd?
No. No, I haven't noticed that, I have to admit.
I've caught myself a couple of times. I'm editing myself. As an old newsman, you know, you have to do this sort of thing once in a while to shape up.
It's a hard job to avoid saying things like that, Tom.
You know what I mean, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lloyd. What do you think about Sunday shopping?
Well, I guess you have to put me down as another person that's in favor of freedom of choice in Sunday shopping.
All right.
There seem to be a lot of them today.
There are, yes.
And I guess what I want to deal with is, I'd like to just deal with the subject of responsibility, or I guess more accurately, the evasion of responsibility that seems to be being promoted by some people. What it boils down to is, I've seen employers and employees, so that's businessmen and their employees, trying to avoid the responsibility of making their own choice. What they're trying to do is they're saying, we don't want to do this, so let's pass a law that makes it so there's no consequence to our decision. And in doing that, what they're doing is forcing their point of view on other people. And I really think that the government, how can I say this, the Liberal government has tried to avoid the responsibility for making the decision. The municipalities are trying to avoid making the responsibility for the decision. And in many ways, I'm pleased with that because I believe that the individual should have that responsibility.
Are you suggesting that it should go to a plebiscite?
No. I believe that each person can make a choice. And we can accommodate all people. I believe that it should be a free market on that, there should be no one side winning. I believe that if the people at COPS don't want to work and if COPS doesn't want to open, I'll applaud that. Don't open. That's no problem as far as I'm concerned. But if their competitor wants to open and does, I'll applaud that as well. But what I can't applaud is either side saying the other must do what they do. Quite frankly, that's wrong.
Yeah, I don't know whether or not they could afford to have the competition open.
Well, the funny thing...
And I'm not speaking of, you know, COPS or any other business...
But I have noticed that there's a grocery store chain in town that's closed every Monday. So where's the competition that forces them open on Monday?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. The one out where I live is closed every Monday. And they're still in business. So I'm afraid this thing about the competition will force us to is actually a misnomer, because what that really says is the customer will force us to. If the customer wants to be served conveniently, then we're going to have to open for them. It really comes down to the customer has all the power in this. And I don't know. I just see, like I say, this constant evasion of making your own choice and accepting the consequences of that choice.
You know what's interesting? I haven't seen any ads in the newspaper from consumers saying open up.
Well, the funny thing is, they do that with their dollars. When a store opens on a Sunday and people go in there and spend their money, they're voting. And they're voting in a very big way. It's a vote you can cast every day, every Sunday, every day of the week if you want.
Do you not think that there's a lure on Sunday shopping? Let's go back to the Boxing Day sales. In other words, they had money, maybe an excess amount of money because they were given it in a gift, or they held back some of their own money knowing full well that the Boxing Day sales were just around the corner. And do you not consider that because of that lure that they did a lot more business than normally they would on a routine basis the other 51 weeks of the year?
Well, Boxing Day is always a very big day of the year, whether it was held on the Sunday or the Monday.
Yes.
It would always be a big day, and for very much for the reasons you said. However, let's look at the Sundays that stores were open prior to Christmas a few years ago.
Yeah.
When people were, like I say, voting every day. And with their dollars, it's just people expressing the fact that, yes, they enjoy it.
Lloyd, we've got to run, but I thank you for your thoughts. And I'll
Indeed.
put you down as a yes person because of the right to be allowed to shop.
Well, it's not even a right to shop, Dean. It's a right for people to exercise their property rights. That is, stores to open or close as they want.
Thanks, Lloyd, very much.
Choices. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.